We're here in Barcelona's famous Galleria Cosmo, as usual, just to make a change. Hacking open data today on the 4th of December. I'm here with Jordi, who's going to tell us all about what we're doing today. Jordi.
Well, we are here today following the Open Data Day initiative internationally. We are here in Cosmo, in the Barcelona venue. We are working on... our objective is to expose the information on the Catalan Parliament website in a suitable format in order to be consumed by developers. That's our first step. When all this information when we were ready, we will build a website in which our objective is to grade the people at the Parliament in a fashion similar to the They Work For You website, which Chris has shown us.
Okay, so you're scraping information from the Generalitat Parliament?
Yes, we're scraping information directly from the Generalitat Parliament, which is not an easy task. They're not following standards right now, but I think we will have something ready by the end of the day.
Okay, and then this information will be accessible by normal people like me or only by developers?
Well, it's divided in two parts. The first is to enable the same information as we have in the Catalan Parliament has in the website. We will expose this information in an ATOM format, which is suitable for developers, but we will build an application to grade the people at the Parliament, which will be a typical web application.
Now, what is the objective of releasing this information in a format that other people can use?
Just to enable serendipity and see what can be done with this information by other developers, now that they have all this information in a suitable format to be consumed by developers.
Okay, so this information is available if you go deep into the Generalitat website, and the information you're looking at is debates that MPs have participated in and things they voted upon, committees they're parts of, yes? So is it really difficult at the moment for a member of the public to find this information?
Well, they have to invest a large amount of time if they want to look at what their representatives are doing. They have to invest maybe a whole day just digging into the Parliament website and reading lots of documents about the commissions in which they are participating and so on.
So you're adding a level of transparency to the theoretical transparency that exists in the Generalitat site.
Yes, that's it. The information is there, but it's difficult to access. So we are adding a level of transparency, as you say, or speeding it up to the access to this information.
Why is this information important to the public?
Well, the public has the right to know how much the MPs are working for them, for example, and any other application that any other developer can think about.
Okay, so if the public know this information, what can they do with it?
Okay, maybe they will be better informed to vote in the next elections, for instance.
So do you feel that at the moment you don't have sufficient access to this to the information that you would require? We had the elections in Catalonia last week. Do you think there was enough information for you to make a choice to vote?
There's a lot of marketing information, which is basically what we have in an election campaign, but there's not enough objective information about the job the MPs are doing at the Parliament, so that's what we want to enable with this initiative.
And what's your opinion of the oink sandwich here at the Cosmo Gallery?
It's quite good, especially if you're hungry.
Especially if you're hungry. We are Hungry Geeks reporting here from Barcelona in the Open International Hackathon Data Something Day. Cheers.